Well, that was supposed to be longer.
Yeah, it would happen again.
That was supposed to be longer. I swear to God, I made one that was supposed to be longer.
And you played it twice?
Yeah, I guess I could. Hold on. Let me see here. Guys, I'm really sorry. Let me reload this whole thing. And
okay.
Yeah.
Here's the long one.
Here we go.
This is the long one, right?
Except it has no...
Where's the music?
Welcome to Mara Wanderers. Nailed it off the top, as we often do.
Yep.
My name is Mike. Right there is Nick. The Crispy Critter is right over there. Brady, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for joining me.
How's it going, Mike?
Fair to Midland. As you know, we covered in the last episode that Nick gave us all COVID.
I gave you COVID. Is that what happened?
That's one of the things that happened.
Okay.
Among other things.
But you got sick before me, correct?
Huh?
You got sick before me.
Oh. So Nick, I don't know if this is a moment where we need to be, you know, keeping records on time. Okay. We're in a fucking pandemic, man. After all. You know.
But yeah, well, it's certain death, this COVID. But actually, it was a lot worse than I was expecting.
Really? You're not feeling good, huh?
Well, I'm fine now, mostly. But I was sort of like, I was in my bed, like shaking, like my hands just like can't stop my hands from moving.
That's from the heroin, buddy. That's
there's sickle that. Cell.
Nick has sickle cell. Oh, no.
Snickle cell.
It's a good one.
It's a good one, Brady. You see?
That was my first word in here.
That was well done. Meanwhile, Brady, are you feeling any better? Because you were also feeling sick, like I had created a COVID pandemic of my own.
Sir, as being one of your COVID offsprings, I am happy to report that I feel fucking fantastic. But I've also been cooking outside for the past 2 days, so I think that has something to do with it.
Did you get outside, Nick? Did you try going outside? Did that help? Nick?
Oh, me.
Yeah,
oh.
You, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I got out a little bit. I got to walk the dog and all that crap. So.
Yeah.
But, you know how sometimes you exert yourself and then you just feel sicker?
Yeah.
You know? So that happened, and that was rough. But
you got out there walking the dog, and then you realized halfway through, like, oh, my God, I'm seeing people like they look like aliens. Why does everybody have a halo around them? It's there's an aura around everybody. Oh, fuck, the COVID's got me again. Like, you actually do feel, oh, I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
And then you get outside or you start doing something and you're like, oh.
Hey, no. Nick, I don't know if you heard during your couple days off there from everything with COVID, but did you hear that the Dalai Lama tongue fucked a child?
Well, I don't. Is this how it began? Is this? Oh, no. Oh, no, I don't. Hold on, Brady. Do you want to take a look at the news reports again? I'm not sure that that's 100% accurate.
Wait, I heard CNN's title was Dalai Lama tongue punched a fart box. That's what I see. I swear to God, was I dreaming?
I believe that's not it. By the look of this.
That picture's fucking gross, man.
Well, I mean, it really doesn't even cover off what you were talking about, but it is just as bad. I don't know why.
Are all these like messiah types that we see? Are they all just completely just weird?
100%.
Like sexually, because I can think of like Gandhi. Gandhi was a weirdo.
Yeah. What did Gandhi do?
Gandhi was big into like enemas.
Oh, yeah, he used to spit on cactuses.
Well, yeah. that's an enema, not an enema, I believe. I could be wrong, but that sounds painful as fuck.
Yeah, but he used to administer enemas to his followers and stuff. Like, it's really, really messed up stuff. Yeah.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's...
He was a huge racist as well.
Let's see. Gandhi was a huge racist. Apparently, the Dalai Lama has been heard saying that... Europe should be left to the Europeans, and there shouldn't be any more immigration to Europe.
Guys, I was reading a crazy story last night. It had me trickling down. I don't know if you guys have heard this. It sounds like it was recent, but have you heard of this guy called Jim Jones?
Jim Jones.
Great visual. But they said there's an ending to the story. I haven't gotten there yet.
No.
Halfway through, and I've heard like he just seems like a fantastic person.
Motivating.
Yeah.
To the max.
They went off to Guyana.
So he's like a degree in mixology. I heard he has a degree in mixology. Oh. Right? I think there's a bartending course by the end of it.
Sounds to me like you're drinking the influencer Kool-Aid. Jim Jones today would be an influencer. By the way,
he has a blue check mark, I assume. He must have a blue check mark, right?
I see this.
Fuck me.
And then I see this. See this? I see this. I don't know.
It's a fucking egg with a mouth.
I don't know. World leaders are really keep your tongues in your mouth, world leaders. I wonder if the queen was ever like.
It was Einstein. Einstein did it.
Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah, but Einstein actually.
Just lost another sponsor. Right on time.
I'm sorry about that. I wonder if, let's just say, I'm going to search queen sticking her tongue in. Guys, by the way, don't. Apparently, the authorities are going to be looking for me now based on my search.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just reading here on the news is that Putin signs bill allowing electronic conscription notices.
Who? What? Putin. Oh.
So he's now just emailing people saying, tell them to go to war.
Be careful.
I don't know. What? Just you got drafted.
That's not true. Come on, really? Is he doing that?
Yeah, he's doing that.
It's going to be a robocall.
Like, the least you could do is send me some paper, motherfucker. send me to the Ukraine to die.
No, you know that you shouldn't want that. You shouldn't have to want that to represent your country. But I think also that you have to now be careful on everything that you like online because you could be signing up as a soldier. Am I right, Rosie?
Oh my God.
Oh, no. Did she take the bus?
She didn't that day.
Fake Corey, is it true that you met the Dalai Lama?
Go back to that picture for 1 second. I think there's a voiceover I can play. Here it is. I'm not sure I want to put my tongue on that tongue. Let me grab Corey Haim 1 second.
Poor Corey Haim, man. He was always getting thrown to the wolves. But why? Corey Feldman is the worst friend ever.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Corey, meet my friend Joe.
Uncle Joe. Here's my Uncle Joe.
Here's the fucked up thing. We're joking about that, but that very well could have been one of the people that got Corey Haim.
Who knows, man?
Some info.
Who knows? We need some influence in Hollywood here. Am I right?
Are you telling me that Biden took out Corey Haim? Is that
that's what happened? Yeah, but he missed Corey Feldman. We got the wrong Corey, guys. This one won't shut up.
I was too busy playing Donatello. Ridiculous, man.
That's too funny. Anyway, I'm sorry this happened to you, Corey.
Yeah. We're fucked on YouTube right now. We lost another sponsor. Look at that. That was early that time. That was early in the last one.
Oh, boy. Well, that's interesting.
What's going on in the news?
You know, this conscription thing, just let's get back to that for a second.
Okay.
If you get an email, well, what if it goes to your spam? If it goes to your spam, and you don't see it, in a couple of days, does somebody show up at your door and just shoot you? Yeah. I mean, like,
they sent to the gulags because you have a good spam filter. You
know? Jesus, man.
Yeah, what would happen if you ended up just, like, taking the day off from your phone?
Oh,
you're like, you know what? I'm stressed out. No more social media. No more email for a weekend. Me and the wife are going out, and you come back, and they're like, there's soldiers waiting, man. You're like, you've been subpoenaed.
Okay, let's see.
We need did you?
I actually do think that it is a problem if you miss your email. They should maybe text people as well. I don't know.
Yeah, send a text. If you retire from the phone for the weekend, that you know as well as I do. I know all three of us. You take that phone, you put it in the glove compartment or wherever you can find a place to put it, and you fucking walk away.
You're not thinking I got to go to war. You're thinking I got to go to the beach, right? I mean.
Unless you're Canadian.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. Hold on. Let's see if I got this right. I love this technology, guys. I have to tell you. If I just push the right button. Fuck me. Anyway, I digress. You didn't get the email. Putin's at your door. See, I love this technology. Right, Joe?
Hey there.
Oh my God, there comes my new partner for the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing I was reading about was there was a huge defector, like one of like Putin's top people defected, right?
I did hear about this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he's talking about how he behaves. Like, he's super afraid of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You have to quarantine for 2 weeks before seeing him.
Well, there's been rumors that he's been sick for a few years. I heard.
Know, this has been bullshit. I've heard this before. Look at me. I'm wearing a beautiful suit. I'm looking great. Fuck you guys. He's got a point.
Wait, can you do that one more time for me, sir?
Dear Marcello, ask these guys to leave. Did you get my email? Yeah, you're drafted.
Yeah, drafted, exactly. So, yes, I did hear, what was the main highlights out of the defector besides the COVID thing?
Mainly, he's just really out of touch. He's really kind of isolated. He doesn't use the internet. He doesn't have a phone. Everything's just told through his people. So he just gets all his information just through his people.
So he's basically not a 14-year-old girl like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, exactly. He's not lying on his bed,
watching Jason,
his feet up in the air while
Jason laying on his tummy with his feet kicking.
he's kicking his little feet behind.
Here's the thing: I would do an impression right now, but I'm not going that deep. I'm not going that deep, guys. Actually, you know what?
I just got drafted by Putin. Ah.
Real quick.
What's
can
that?
Can I see the leader of North Korea real quick?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Yeah. I have this technology. Under wraps.
He died a couple years ago, and then they're like, false alarm.
What do you mean false alarm? I don't remember that happening.
What? It was super weird. There was like almost confirmation that that guy was dead, and then suddenly it was the rumor was that he died on the operating table.
Oh,
cardboard cutout now.
Getting plastic surgery. I remember now. He was getting a little bit of a tummy tuck.
If our producer could pull up a picture of the leader of North Korea, I would love to see that. I think I have.
I'm not dead.
No, 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 no.
Oh, what happened? What just happened?
Back up just for 1 second. See, that looks mysteriously like the Rosie.
Oh, it is.
This is the same person. We figured out who rode the bus. We figured out who stole the bus ticket. Wait, that doesn't look like you. I got glasses.
No. All right. There we go.
Anyway, this fucker's throwing missiles around, right? And they're just landing in the ocean like usual. But Japan on high alert. Craziness.
I like that everybody thinks he's dead. So he shows up like, okay, hello. Not dead.
That's Weekend a live Bernie's. Video of him right now.
That is him. Weekend at Bernie's.
It's a live interview with him.
By the way, did you get the mural of him finished in your new house, Nick? I'm just curious. Doesn't matter.
He's a man.
There. Well, I think that it's kind of interesting that somebody wants to spill the beans, because I've heard that Putin was dying as well. I've heard that he was he had cancer. I've heard all of these things that he was like not well. He seems a little crazy.
He's not as majestic as when he was riding that horse a few years back.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah.
Like, I was ready to, like, take an email and be drafted just to be close to him when he looked that dreamy.
It's got to be one of the most sought after. Wow, he really is dreamy. Look at this.
Dude, go back to the old pictures.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's just see. He's looking like The Rock here. What is going on?
You ever saw these pictures of him? He's
just a monster.
Yeah.
He's like a sex symbol in Russia.
Never mind in Russia. Holy smokes. By the way, for more shots of Putin with his shirt off, join my OnlyFans. Oh, wow. Look at that.
Easy. Fucking Tiger Beat spread.
Wow. Look at
move over, Joe Exotic. More like,
Tiger. I was gonna say more like Tiger King spread. Oh, that's nice. Hello, friend. Okay. Why is he? Tell him to stop saying hello to me. I hate that. Hello.
What is happening? Oh, Joe! No, Joe. Get the fuck out of here.
Look at him. Okay.
This is an audio podcast.
I'm so sorry.
This is an audio.
I totally forgot. I'm
listening on Spotify, Apple Tunes, wherever you get your podcast, Podbean. I apologize. And the Marijuanderers, we apologize. But this is why you need to check out the live video content. Well, not live, but live when you feel like pressing play.
That reminds me, we have a commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's given up. He's gone. He doesn't...
He's out of here.
He's had it.
Out of here.
I don't blame him. Watch this, though. I can bring him back. There he is.
Sir.
There he is. What do you think, Joe? Pretty good, right? He remembers she was a child TV star. Oh.
Don't look at my IMDb.
Listen, thanks for listening to the show or watching the show. By the way, subscribe. Before we get out of here, there's a fascination that you guys shared with me that I had no idea existed. Thank God for this icon in our world.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, hey, by the way, guys. Brady, do you want to promote stuff? Because as I see this image, it occurs to me that you have an interest.
I have nothing to do with the wrestling business whatsoever. Nothing.
Except that you own the largest wrestling network for podcasting. Let's plug that, shall we?
We'll wait at least a couple minutes so that if people chop that together, there's some space between it. So I don't, you know, I get dragged through the mud with that meme. But anyway, I own SM&E Radio, Sunday night's main event. Oh my. Okay. So yeah. I feel like the Ropers should be playing. Right.
Sorry. Go ahead. The Ropers.
It's me with a fucking, you know what I mean?
I'm sorry about that. Okay, I won't touch any more of the controls. I won't.
No, you can check me out on all social media at BRADIEW. Instagram is probably the best place, but you can see all the adventures and endeavors that I do there.
Nick, anything that you want to promote? Not associated with this, right? Oh, by the way, don't forget to watch Circus Electric coming to a dance hall near you soon, hosted by the Crispy Critter himself. Hey, pop and lock for me, could you? It's a lot. That's a lot.
Wait, sorry, what?
Brady, what is popping and locking? Just out of curiosity,
pop and lock is the original form of breakdancing, which is like, you know. I'm not good at it, but I'll try.
Nick, can you pop and lock for me there, Nick? Do you mind?
Me?
Yeah, give it a try anyway.
I'm going to pass.
Is it? Mike, can you pop and lock, or are you going to lock and pop something when you do it?
It's a shoulder. It's like a. It's like very bad for the shoulder to do
it's
that.
Hard on the rotator cuffs.
It really is. It is indeed. These guys introduced me to a very funny phenomenon. I did not know that Hulk Hogan took down the Twin Towers. I had completely blamed somebody else.
I honestly thought it was
I blame them so much that I went to war with their country and blew up their entire mountainside. I digress. That was for another story. Do you remember when that happened, Joe? Yeah, I backed it in the Senate. Anyway, but this is so funny. These memes, explain these to me.
Oh, the Hulk Hogan taking down the tower.
Yeah.
I think they explain themselves.
They explain themselves pretty well.
Where did this come from? This is like, he really did have a lot going on, though, huh? Look at this.
Well, first he went at it with the chair,
Yep.
And then he gave it the boot. And then as the towers were crashing, he trash talks them.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. I never took down the Twin Towers, dude. That's just a big, long rumor that's been going around for a while now, Mean Gene. Let me tell you something, brother. What are you going to do when the Empire State Building comes down crashing on you?
I like this.
Then he turns to the crowd. As if he turns to the crowd. For support.
Of course. And they're just running because the towers are coming down. Look at him. He's triumphant. He's triumphant. In frame number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In frame number 5.
Do you know how long our disclaimer is going to be? Like, really, seriously, how long the disclaimer before this show is going to be?
Why? Okay, well, forget it. Thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you next time. Nick's done. He's had it. See you, Nick.
I can't do it.